Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. That's what it sounds like when I'm running behind. I'm usually not. It was palace intrigue. Like a whole bunch of the different personalities were bitching about the same thing.
I saw you talking.
I don't usually get in on that stuff. That's usually your purview.
Yeah, but you were like the, you got in there and
yeah.
You decided.
Like an old pro.
Like Norma Ray. He was Norma Ray.
I certainly didn't defuse the situation.
No, you did not. But that's right.
Which
that's
is what right. I'm known for. That's what's so ironic. I think I'm, don't you agree, known for being the reasonable voice of calm and serenity. No? Is that just a delusion? No?
That's maybe your biggest...
It was a joke, but thanks for completely...
Wow.
We're like, this is awkward because he is not like that.
We never know with you. It's hard to decipher.
Oh, by the way, we're Facebook Living, just so you can see...
No, are you doing it for your personal one again?
No, I can't get it to work right now. It says my data is not working.
And you know what? Facebook has been having problems all day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Mark Zuckerberg's problem.
Yeah.
Not ours. Do you hear that puss has a escape hatch in his office and in the conference room like Dr. Evil?
That's right, so I can scoot
he
out.
He has like a trap door.
Yeah.
That if some guy from Google shows up, he's like, vroom,
gotta go.
Down in his Mercedes and out.
Where did he go?
But then again, if I'm the CEO of Facebook and I've got like $100 billion, I'm going to have escape chutes everywhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd hire double.
Hire a fake Dave Glover like there's a fake Melania.
Yep.
That'd be so easy. I see fake me's everywhere.
I do too.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, no, you have a certain look about you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, even,
he just made a mean face.
I just left that wide open.
How's it going, Talman?
Aw. I don't know if, everything looks fine, and then
I'll try from my phone.
I'll hit the button, and as I hit the button and it zooms in on your face, it's like, sorry, not happening.
We still talking about Facebook Live?
Mm-hmm.
You just laughed evil.
Mm-hmm. Should I do it?
Yeah. Mark, you want to Facebook Live this for us?
Yeah.
It's got to go faster than what you're doing. Here, you want to use my
phone?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you could make a drawing of it and fax it out to people.
I was going to say, an artist's rendition.
It's not letting me start a live video either, sorry.
Oh, well.
We could just shoot a video and then post it to the blog.
Whatever you want to do.
Mark's got the weather app up while he's trying to film.
I know you want to show off your new eBay purchases.
I do.
You just want to shoot a video?
Yeah, let's just shoot a short little video and then we'll put it up for the folks.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, sure.
It looks like
you're... Do you want an Instagram live? Would that be better?
Sure.
Let's
it looks like your phone case is made of wood.
It's pink plastic. This is actually my wife's old case and I stole it from her.
This is the kind of content people want to hear after Annie Fry.
This really is.
Well, I'm trying to get
this
the thing
not your wrong. Fault.
Jeff said, hey, look, Annie has all these political junkies. Why don't you hit the ground running with some red meat?
Yep.
And I think today we're accomplishing that.
Yep.
How do you start a live video?
Oh, for the love of
God. I got it. Don't worry.
Just use
it. It's on me.
God. At least not every single
time. Just talk, man.
You're frustrating Mr. Close.
Yes.
I've never used it. Oh, wait. I got it. Here we go.
Do we really believe you got it?
Is it on the Dave Glover Show Instagram?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let's hit it.
So go to 971talk.com/. It's not working, is it?
Facebook owns Instagram, so Instagram's
all
not.
All right. Let's just not do a video.
Let's not do a show.
Let's just talk about it. We are a radio station. We can talk about it. Go ahead. We are now filming
a normal video.
Teasing. Why are you pointing at my crotch?
I can't get this to work.
All day we fail.
Here we go.
Yeah, going from Annie show, just, you know, well-oiled machine.
Yep.
And into this.
Yep.
Why does anyone stay?
What do they do? 5,000 drops in a show?
Right.
We can't get one phone. We can't get a phone going.
So here, yeah, you probably think Blame's I'm enjoying up. Some fine bourbon, but I'm not. It's Diet Pepsi Zero.
Did you wash that?
Yes.
So he's drinking it out of his new Burger Chef tumbler.
that has not been washed. Why would I wash it?
Wash it.
There's someone peeing in it before they.
Right.
I mean, most likely, yeah.
Is there. I can't say
it's good zero. Didn't you get it for $2 less? That guy had to teach you a lesson somehow.
Dave, is this the first time you've drank out of that?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What's wrong?
There were lip marks on it when I was getting ice. I assumed it was yours.
That's the only thing that bothers me.
That's the greatest.
Lipstick marks?
Yes.
It wasn't lipstick marks. It was like.
Dude lip marks?
Dave, did you kiss the glass before you gave it to Andrew?
Okay, I may have practiced making out.
This is the greatest day of my life. I'm having the back teeth, so there were lip marks on it.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
You could literally pee in it and I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But somehow.
But lip marks?
Yeah.
Oh, here, hand it over.
Will you make it better?
If you don't care. So that is a Burger Chef tumbler of sort, little glass. Yeah. Did they come in like groups of six or eight back in the time, or do you buy them individually?
What, I look like a Burger Chef?
You bought it online.
I mean, you spent your money on Burger Chef merchandise.
Yeah. It's cool, though, right?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Did they give them away back in the day?
I don't know. No. I'm guessing this is fine bone china.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Mark Moji in the cup.
This is from Waterford. That's what it says.
Yeah. Waterford, Illinois. That's good drinking.
Other people's lip marks.
Yep.
Good zero.
What else did you order from them? You ordered a ton of stuff.
Let's see.
An internet stranger's mouth.
Yep.
That's a good URL. Yeah. I got a coffee mug, which I'm going to have to check for lip marks.
Uh-huh.
And what else? I forget. You got some
action figures, right? Didn't you get like the Count Dracula or whoever he is?
No. Should I?
No.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
No one cares if you buy this.
Calm down.
Except you.
God. Man. If Amazon ever goes under, it's because he just doesn't order anything, so.
Yeah. You missed out on a humidifier. I was going to bring you the humidifier.
And?
Phoebe nabbed it.
Damn.
She didn't want it until she heard you're going to get
it. Of course. Of course. She just went broke it. There. Nah.
Yeah, we have a lot of humidifiers.
Yes. She doesn't want it. She just doesn't want him to have it.
I love that he made a point of getting on mic for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I think we've probably taken enough video of that tumbler.
Oh, for the love of God.
Kind of a one-trick pony.
Okay.
He's all Spielberg about it over here. This is what it looks like when we zoom in.
Yep.
Rach, can you tease our new benchmark that's starting in 2 weeks?
I was just looking at Facebook, so about 5 minutes ago I posted that in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, a familiar feature returns to the DGS. And someone's already guessed exactly what it is.
Well, crap. There's no need to tease it anymore then.
No, because we have plenty of comments, and I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm impressed.
Have them call me, because I'm still clueless.
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Tony get all salty because you're not included in meetings, yet you never come.
We're not invited.
Sure you are. Every day, 1:30, we're in there.
The last meeting I was invited to, I showed up. I didn't say anything, but I showed up.
That was a bad meeting.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
No.
Okay.
Can I complain about something client-related? I feel like I can do it because it's a national client who I'm not going to name. Every national client is like this. It's not really about the client. It's about idiots in radio. And there's an idiot like this in every place of business. Rach has heard me do dozens of these. So you're doing lives for Mark Close Industries.
Okay.
And so Mark gets like five personalities from around the country, all on a conference call to go like, okay, I sell gummy bears and I sell windmills and all that kind of stuff. And then it always happens. It couldn't be any simpler. We all have things to do. Terrible connection. Y'all have any questions about windmills? And it's like, pause, pause, pause. And then some jackass in Pittsburgh.
One person. Every time.
Really? Really?
Back in the old days.
So these spots are going on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Back at Casey, we used to have a staff meeting. And we go to Flaming Pit, which was big time, baby.
Yeah.
We got like a conference room at Flaming Pit. It was the best meal of the week for me. We go there and we'd go through a whole bunch of stuff. And then the boss would go, any questions? And there was always one person.
Same person?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got to the point that before the meeting would
start, roughed him up.
Every person would walk by him and go, you ask a question.
Yeah, it's like a code red.
We're knocking your block off.
Yeah.
And a couple of times they started raising and they pulled their hand back down. They learned.
Yeah,
sometimes you got to get tough with them. Sometimes you got to get tough.
I'm not even kidding here. Has there ever been a question asked in a meeting like that that was worth anyone's while? Now, I'm not talking about engineers where it's like, did you say H2O?
Sure, right.
I'm talking about normal stuff that non-engineers do.
Right. No.
Has anyone ever raised their hand and said, like, pardon me, but are we going to go full on in Cleveland right from idiot.
Finally, someone asked.
Right. No. Well, and it's easy enough just for the individual to go to the boss. You don't have to do it in a meeting. Just walk by, go, now we're going to do this. Fine. Done. You don't need to make a big, that's.
Because everyone just hates you.
Yes. Yes. Less is more. We should cut meetings in half.
I've also decided, I forgot what it was this morning that made me decide this, but I've decided that social media has 100% just revealed who we've always been. If you go back 5,000 years and introduce social media to the ancients, they're doing the same thing. They're making fun of Socrates. It's just, you know, they're
getting snarky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just who we are. It just reveals what we want
to
do.
Well, yeah, and in the past, there wasn't a platform to share your every thought. You
right.
kept those thoughts inside, and those thoughts were allowed to pass. And now people think they need to share everything.
Right.
I don't think it's changed us. I just think it's changed the way we share our thoughts and emotions, and not in a good way.
Yeah.
But like in the 1930s, did people really think that other people would be concerned about what they had for lunch?
No.
I don't think that's changed with people.
But you know what was different in the 1930s is we were living hand to mouth.
Depression.
Yeah. Okay. But even go to the 40s and the 50s, you're doing your life, you're working, you take care of your family, you're having fun. And I just can't imagine people going, boy, I bet you my neighbor would really like to know what I had for dinner last night. I'm going to send him a picture of it. I think that really bothers you. It's the dumbest. My daughter does it too. And I'm like, it's just, yeah, it's fabulous. I mean, when she goes and you see like a sunset or the ocean, that's beautiful. I don't need to see Susie, you know.
How many pictures the normal person, you have to average out between like a 14-year-old girl like mine and an 80-year-old person. But what percentage of pictures we take with our phone do we ever look at again?
I've got a bunch of, no. That's
uh-oh. Got a what?
I got a bunch of pictures in there and stuff, too, that I couldn't. It's a couple things we put online, a bunch of other stuff. By law, we can't. No, but that we, that it's just, I don't know why.
He was a cute little pirate.
I don't even know why I took, I don't even know why I took the picture. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's do that. I'll bet you I've got stuff on here.
Let's do it. Let's all look at our pictures.
Because Beaner started giving me, she goes, your phone is so old. And I'm like, what are you? It's like 4 years old. And she goes, 4 years old? It's like, it's, you know.
She talks bad.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, while she's taking
pictures. I can't even take food pics with this.
I don't like her anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Welcome to the Oscars.
That's exactly
come
what.
Come Beaner Close.
That's exactly what she sounds like.
Wouldn't it be a great, like, Twilight Zone if we all spoke like our significant other says we do in a fight?
Mm-hmm.
Like if just suddenly, boom, we're all like that.
Man, these are some dumb things.
What's the dumbest?
A wheelbarrow.
Maybe we should all post our dumbest photo.
I've got some good ones. I've got the one from Carp, from the Carpenters. Remember on my radio, it shows the song.
If man, I was you a don't carpenter, have that many pictures on your phone.
No.
Mm-mm. This is going back.
I got that great, the monkey on the lawnmower. For my birthday, that's probably the best picture.
The monkey on the lawnmower.
Remember that?
Was that a birthday card you got?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it would play music. That was the best.
I think that was like 2 birthdays ago.
How long ago was Stretch Armstrong?
I think 2 summers ago.
That was a good one.
That was good.
We had good fun with Stretch.
Yep, yep.
Where is he now? Where does he live?
On eBay. No.
He's still on the zero turn.
Yeah, really. He's been cutting
the grass.
He does
the during the week upkeep for Mark. There's
a picture of my feet. I thought it was something.
Let's see him.
I thought it was like a sexy picture, and it was me, obviously, not knowing how to work my camera.
You thought it was a sexy picture, and you were right.
Oh, you must.
I just took a picture.
We will post this in the next 2 minutes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
3:30 DGS, happy Wednesday. You know what I love about this show? You guys will vouch. I'm familiar how other shows work. They try pretty hard. Like, they know what's coming up in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
What were we just doing during the break? Was there one word spoken about what we're going to do right now?
All four of us were looking at our phones. Sue walked in, all looking at old pictures and showing them to one another.
That's it.
That's radio.
That's radio. That's magic.
That's the way we do it.
We found the greatest picture of Mark's legs and feet. And it's like on Toy Story 2, that kid that like makes toys out of Sid, like shoves things from different people. Mark's legs for a 65-year-old guy are rocking. He has the feet of a woman who's been dead for 40 years. If you dug up your grandma, her feet would be more tan and probably warmer.
Just don't. It's because when I cut grass or when I walk, I wear my tennis shoes and my little short socks, so I don't my feet don't see any sunlight.
Well, that makes sense.
Doesn't explain the cold temperature of your feet.
I do have cold feet.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, we're trying to post the photo, but since Facebook and Instagram have been down all day.
What's up with that?
Promises.
Is that really a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's really a thing.
Everywhere in the world?
Yes.
Wow. Conspiracy.
Right?
Yep. Let Andrew
people
do
don't want to see Mark's feet.
Boy, really, so
can we just post it to... Oh, no. That's
Zuckerberg
dumb.
Shut it down this morning because he could sense it coming.
Yeah. Did you see, they have created the first, not Facebook, scientist, the world's first time travel machine.
Saw it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Now, it's only like gluons or something. They can basically send a particle back to its previous state.
Wow.
Which is reversing time.
Mm-hmm. Getting a little weird out there.
That's crazy.
Getting a little weird.
Did they test it on mice?
Always the mice.
Always the mice.
Those poor bastards. They haven't got a prayer.
There's mice dressed up like it's the 1800s.
Little white wigs on them and stuff.
Meeny, 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 meeny. This mice appears to be from the past.
You know, you can see
a little visor on like the future.
They've got them in a pen and they're all sitting there and they go, and the guy walks in there like, oh, God, here it comes again.
Yeah.
Now what? They're going to do something to us, put an ear on our back. Please.
If God's a mouse or a chicken,
we are so in trouble.
Yeah. Phoebe said that one time, like when she was still kind of innocent. She didn't know how funny it was. She was probably 6 or 7, and I was eating a roaster just the way I do. She was like, can you imagine if you were standing in a field surrounded by all the chickens you've eaten? And I'm like, it has to be 1,000.
It's got to be a big field.
It's got to be 1,000.
It's a good amount of chickens.
Yeah, it is.
Rach, for real, we knew each other when you became my producer, but we didn't know each other well.
Mm-hmm.
And we went for about 2 months, not really talking much in the office at all. And every day I would crush a roaster with my hands. Like, what were you thinking?
I mean,
made a bad decision?
No, I mean, I didn't care. I actually have done I call it the Glover diet. When I need to lose a couple pounds, I'll just eat roaster and grapes.
It works.
It really works.
A roaster and grapes.
Yeah.
Yep.
The cover of my book is like a roaster come to life and it's eating grapes, sticking them down its neck hole.
Even
if you just were surrounded in a field by all of the roasters and bags of grapes that I've bought you from Fields Foods over the past 3 years.
No, it'd be kidding. Significant.
No kidding.
Be a lot.
And if they all chased me, turned against me,
that'd be your
put
nightmare.
Me on a spit.
Put your nightmare.
I kind of get the roaster thing. What's the grapes? Is it just for fruit or
water?
Yeah,
they're low-cal.
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, you don't
eat. Rational
you don't,
one?
I don't get the grapes. Okay, let me just do an impression of you. I don't get the grapes. What is that, like a fruit thing?
Well, no, it's filling and low-cal.
It's where I get my meat.
But you don't
eat. Oh, filling. I didn't think that.
Yeah, but you
filling.
Don't eat fruit on Atkins because it's got
That's
so much
I
sugar
mean.
In it.
That's why it's the Glover diet. It's not the Atkins diet.
Oh, look at that. Right.
I like You're it. Not listening to her. She's preaching.
Yep.
It's the Glover diet.
Yep.
And you have to wear a beanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's day one with no beanie.
We're getting a little slapback on that.
What do you mean?
Some slapback?
Yeah.
From whom?
Listeners. I've read a couple of them.
What do they say?
Ain't a beanie.
It's a skull cap?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fine, fine. My mom.
Well, they saw the photos. They knew what they were getting right. into.
No, no, no. Send this back immediately. No, they just.
I took my
the
mom
reference.
A beanie.
Yeah.
And evidently, like in the 20s and 30s, a beanie was like what Spanky used to wear. Like that little thing,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
you have a propeller on the top.
Yep, yep.
So
yep.
she really thought we had like a Dave Glover, like a yarmulke, like a beanie.
Right. Well, that was it. Remember
Spanky.
The beanie and Cecil?
You love Spanky.
I do. I love the little rascal.
Do you remember the time? I think this was at Emmis. No, it was when we were first
here. It was here when you and Mark were watching Little Rascals videos and he was laughing.
So Mark was standing behind me and no one's ever laughed harder at anything. And it's really funny. I love Little Rascals. It's some of the old classics. Mm. And it's like they're in the haunted house and Buckwheat's all like, goo. And at one point, Mark put his hands on my shoulders. I was sitting down.
There's a moment.
And he was just like, whoa. And he puts his hands on my shoulders. And I'm like, what?
Yep.
Gonna happen now.
That's right.
Wow. It's like seeing your dad get drunk.
Please let him kiss me. Please let him kiss me.
I whispered soft nothings into his ear.
I'll fight back a little, but then not at all.
Oh my gosh.
Could they even run Little Rascals today?
No.
Probably not.
No way.
Well, you know what's sad about that? I acknowledge the blatant racism. Mm-hmm. But they were hilarious.
Oh.
And they were cute.
Yeah, they were.
Just all little Darla and Alfalfa and Porky. And, oh, they're all the best, man. Just the best.
Remember when Darla was dating Waldo?
Yeah. Oh, in the 90s movie, she dated him. And then Donald Trump was Waldo's dad.
Yeah. And perfect. And Alfalfa, his real name was like Carl Schweitzer or something like that, got killed in a bar when he was like 24.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A lot of them really went bad.
I was watching, it was a John Wayne movie where they are flying planes and they get stranded in the tundra. I can't remember the name of it, but Alfalfa was a co-pilot.
Mm. He was also in the sexiest movie of all time.
Was he really? What was he?
Remember when they were at...
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
And I never will because of you.
You haven't seen it either?
Oh, no. I watch it every year on Christmas.
Okay. The scene.
Oh, time out. How many times have you and she had this discussion about how you both love the movie and it's the sexiest thing, and you just legit said, oh, you've never seen it either?
Well, she's never said it's the sexiest scene. I did. Is Sue in on this? Sue, are you after this?
I'm in.
You know the sexiest scene?
I assume it's when he's on the phone.
Boom! Thank you. And I didn't prep
her. We can all agree. It was hot.
I didn't prep her on that right off the top of her head.
Evidently, you've not seen Amateur Swingers 8.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
I admit to that. I have not.
Beanies.
Also featuring Alfalfa.
But anyway, Rach, when they're in the gym and they're dancing.
Uh-huh. Oh, is he the one that he takes Mary from?
He's the one that goes and he goes, you know, there's a pool underneath this. Yeah. And that's Alfalfa. Then he got shot.
Who is the best? I'm going with Buckwheat.
Buckwheat was good. Stymie was good.
I acknowledge Buckwheat. Buckwheat was good.
Yep. Buckwheat was good.
I acknowledge his talent.
I like Spanky. I'm with Rachel.
Yep. Yeah, Spanky's so cute. I'm watching him on YouTube right now.
I like Froggy.
So cute. Oh, I forgot about Froggy.
Oh, yeah.
Froggy
yeah.
was... I'll take Spanky.
Let's get that sound.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 345. Chet Pleben joins us. Hey, Chet.
Hey, folks. How are you?
Boy, bad day for Paul Manafort. Jeez. Did I hear that he got indicted again? Like the second he was sentenced for the second time that he was indicted on more charges?
Yes. I think within minutes, the state of New York in Manhattan filed 16 counts of residential real estate fraud, conspiracy, false business records, and the like. No, you know, not a good day for him. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Dave, that Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen are garden variety criminals. I mean, there's really no other way to describe them. I don't agree with Judge Ellis's commentary that Paul Manafort lived an otherwise blameless life. I mean, clearly, he was sentenced, and I'm assuming Judge Jackson disagreed with that comment as well, because she added another 43 months to the 47 that Ellis gave him, so he has 90 months or 7.5 years. His total time that that he will actually serve, given the credit for time that he's already served. Because remember, Judge Jackson yanked his bond after he Mueller accused him of attempting to intimidate witnesses. And so he gets credit for that time served. So in reality, he'll have a total of about 6 years and 9 months that he'll actually have to do in federal prison.
So, Chad, do you think part of this is that if he is pardoned by the president cannot pardon state charges, so they'll have him either way?
That's absolutely what it is. I mean, there's absolutely no question about it. You know, these guys, and I've dealt for a long time with prosecutors, both federal and state. And when they target you, they target you. And clearly, without any doubt in my mind, they have targeted Paul Manafort. And as far as they're concerned, he's not going to see the light of day. And at 69 years mm-hmm. old right now, you know, add another 6.5 years to that, you know, if nothing else happens to him, he's going to be an old man by the time he gets out. But I think his lawyers, I think, either made a mistake or maybe they were behaving in a way when they came out and did those press conferences, both after he was sentenced in Virginia as well as today, and they were talking about, you know, no collusion, and both the Ellis court as well as the Jackson court did not or said that there was no collusion. And clearly, that's a misstatement. That's a misstatement of what Judge Jackson said. She called it the aspect of collusion was a non sequitur. Yeah. I mean, it didn't matter. That's
right.
Not what he was accused of.
Chad, I'm interested. I'm sure Paul Manafort needs a wheelchair, but it's also not a bad prop. Does that ever work when the defendant comes in a wheelchair or his wife's on crutches or his 10-year-old son's already bald? Like, do judges care?
I don't think judges care about that, no. And remember, in the federal system, it's all about the arithmetic. It's all about the sentencing guidelines. It's all about, you know, do you get credit for cooperation? Do you get credit for how many convictions do you have? How much have you stolen? How much have you defrauded whomever you defrauded? So all that plays into it, and at the end of the day, you add up that total, and that fits into sentencing guidelines. And so, you know, the prosecutors and the defendants argue about, you know, what sort of points you get for each particular category. And it's all designed to have some sort of uniformity in sentencing, because prior to the sentencing guidelines, you know, one judge, for example, in California, may give somebody a slap on the wrist, while another judge, maybe in Iowa, might sentence the same similar conduct to 5 years in the penitentiary. So they tried to make it a little more uniform. I'm not sure necessarily that it succeeded.
So, Chad, let's talk about the weirdest case to come down the pike in quite a while. This crazy case with all the rich people and Hollywood celebrities paying as much as $500,000 to get their kids into college.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You know, both from the standpoint of the fraud that was involved, and what they're being prosecuted for is mail fraud. And so things went through the mail. Those fraudulent acts were communicated through the mail, and that gives the federal court jurisdiction to do that, to take over that particular case. But, you know, really, Dave, was that a shock to you? I mean,
kind of.
Kids buying their way into colleges.
It wasn't a shock to me that, like, people would say, "Hey, how could you use a new basketball court?" That's been done forever. But yeah, it was a shock to me to think that coaches were putting fake people on teams. That's damn.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was above and beyond. But, you know, let's take, for example, the Kennedys. You think that the Kennedys earned their way into Harvard? Kuchner's father, Jared Kuchner's father, bought a building or something at Harvard, or contributed $2.5 million. You know, I'm going to guess that Trump, his father, bought his way into U of P, the Wharton School of Business. So, you know, I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. I think that there's a lot of fraud and corruption, in my opinion, in the academic system, starting with athletes, for heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't think there's under the table money going on, cars being purchased and money flowing, you know, to the parents of kids to get them to come to the XYZ university to play football so that that university can make a whole bunch of money.
So, Chet, how does this work? One of them, either Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin, I think it's Lori Loughlin, has been charged with wire fraud.
Yes.
So is there serious wire fraud and then cute wire fraud, or like, are they just not messing around? Like, she could for real go to prison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She can go to prison. Again, you know, you're going to have a situation where the sentencing guidelines are going to come into play. And given the amount of publicity that this thing has gotten, I think they're serious. You had a whole FBI investigation with respect to this. You had a guy, an informant, who was wired up, who was at the heart and soul of all this sort of stuff. So now they have tape recordings of some of the conversations. And I'm sure that those tape recordings probably aren't very flattering from the people who are bribing and paying their way into particular universities. And on top of that, look at the kids that didn't get in to those schools that really were qualified to get in but never got through the front door because those spots were taken up because of payoffs, bribes, mail fraud.
So, Chet, it's certainly a stretch, but could you imagine any sort of cause of action by one of those students who could prove that, for example, they were waitlisted at Yale when they had better credentials than Lori Loughlin's daughter or whatever it is, USC? Could you imagine people suing either individually or as a class action those universities?
Yeah, I think that maybe I think it's a stretch, and I think it all depends on what kind of information the universities had and what kind of information that the plaintiffs, prospective plaintiffs who didn't get into those schools, how complicit the universities were in rejecting them but taking these other kids. And I don't know. I mean, it just seems crazy to me that you have a kid that's supposed to be an athlete, supposed to be a soccer player, and they've never played soccer, for heaven's sakes. Nobody was able to figure that out.
Right.
I mean, nobody along the way was able to figure
it out. I agree. Yeah, there's a lot more people in on this than have been indicted.
Right. And that's the thing, Chet, I was going to say, that's the thing, I agree with you. This has been going on for years, and I'm almost more disappointed in the rich people that they were this stupid that they would go about it this way. Like you said, back in the day, you bought a new athletic complex. You put in AstroTurf, you know, and then put the kid in. But
bribery. The good old days of bribery.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that's been going on for years
Keep
and years
your bribery
and years.
Above board.
Yeah,
okay?
and this is they've set themselves up for, you know, I don't know, stupidity as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, these folks were a little more creative, certainly. But before we leave, let me go back to Manafort again, and those 16 counts. I'm not persuaded that those 16 counts that were currently brought by the state of New York can fly, because New York has a very, very interesting double jeopardy provision. It's a whole lot more stringent than other states. Usually what you'll find is that one state, federal prosecution, successful or unsuccessful, a state court can go ahead. Rodney King is a classic example. The feds can get involved where if there was an acquittal in the state court. But that's not true in New York. And so if there is any, if it's the same criminal transaction, and in this particular case, Citizen Bank was involved both in the 8 counts of bank fraud that he was convicted of in Virginia that are the subject of some of those 16 counts that were brought by the state of New York. So stay tuned. And I don't know. I don't know. But you're going to hear some objections to Manafort's lawyers, I'm sure.
All right, man. Thanks, Chet.
You betcha.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.